Now, this will probably go down as one of the most important podcasts that I'll ever record because I'm recording in real time as I'm going through some of these mental hurdles and challenges. And I want to document this moment, not only for myself, because I know I will be able to look back on this moment and see and feel myself rewatching or listening to this podcast episode and using this as a data point of this is where you were. Now look at where you're at, be grateful, etc. But more so, I just want to just pull back the curtain and just fully share, because I think that is just so important, is to not only speak on all of the things that I talk about with life design and creating a life by your own terms, but also sharing some of those low moments that inevitably come up because we are human. Now, this episode, I'm approaching it completely different than I ever have before, where all of my past podcasts, I either do one of two things. One, I write a script and I read it verbatim on the podcast just to be mindful and intentional with what I'm saying on that episode. And number two is I'll create an outline and I'll use that as a guide to get me through the entire episode so that I can be mindful of everyone's time that's listening. This one I'm doing completely different. There's nothing but a blank screen and I'm truly just tapping into what is at my heart and what I feel is comfortable and the right thing to share. And I just want to see where we end up. So I'd say that over the last 10, 12 days, I've been on a mental roller coaster, one that I haven't been on for honestly quite some time. And if I'm being fully transparent, it all stems to the moment when I shared out the pre-release, the pre-sale to my new course and community Life Designer Club. Now, I'd spent the last 3 or 4 months, for context, I'd spent the last 3 or 4 months building this project. I also decided to start working on it right when I had quit my full-time gig back on January 15th. And I created this product because I knew that it would help people. I had seen everything all the work I had done in a one-on-one coaching capacity. I took everything I learned, reverse engineered, built this great product, et cetera. And when it came to launching the pre-sale, I just imagined that, you know, tens or hundreds of people would want it because they just understand the value in it. Long story short, I was not met with any sales. And there's a couple things that I know after being through it and sitting through it that I have to work on, such as messaging and business stuff. But I'm not here to talk business. I'm here to talk about just human, being a human, and some of the emotions that came up. So when that pre-release went live, pre-sale, within 48 hours, I found a complete shift in me. Limiting beliefs, self-doubt, criticizing myself, scarcity mindset, just a lot of really tough emotions to come up. And I have done such a great job over the years of building my career of being a delusional optimist, always looking for the optimism and positivity in every situation, every moment. And I found over the last 10 days that has been really, really difficult. More so because the pressure is on now more than ever, but I'm creating that pressure within me, right? Leaving that full-time gig, there's no guarantee of financial ways to fund my career and build my dream life, but I've just trusted it. And I knew even quitting that I had maybe 7 to 8 months cash runway. I could run up credit card debt. I could buy myself more time. And I've been able to compartmentalize and not really think about those things because that just creates more pressure, overwhelm, et cetera. And I found once again, while all this doubt was coming up, I was thinking about this runway and, you know, I was banking on this product to be a huge success and it was going to give me, you know, a runway of time. So that starts eating away at me. I start thinking about, am I going to need to get another job? You know, all these crazy thoughts. And I've had to sit with it a lot over these last week or so. And I share because this is part of life. This is part of being human. And I think some of the things that have really helped me work my way through these emotions would be, one, cutting out a lot of noise and distraction. I have been extremely intentional with what am I consuming? Who am I spending my time with? And just giving myself a lot of stillness. So whether that's going for a walk, I'm not listening to a podcast. It's consistently meditating 20 minutes a day. If I'm driving, I already historically don't really listen to music anymore, but I'm just not listening to podcasts. I'm truly just trying to listen to what is coming up within me. I'm having conversations with people closest to me and just trying to get it out of my body and just say these things out loud so that they don't stay within me. I'm journaling. I shared a post on my Instagram last week that was met with a lot of love and support. And I just felt so seen and heard. And also I felt like, wow, I'm not alone. I can see that this is happening for other people. And it felt very freeing. And that's what made me want to record this episode today, was just knowing that there's potentially one person out there that could be seeing or feeling some of these emotions, and to know that they're not alone. So I think what it comes down to is recognizing that all of these emotions, these self-doubt, these limiting beliefs, these questioning your own decision-making, they're part of life design. Because in order to live a life by your design, you have to do the unorthodox, the questionable decisions, right? To start the business, to quit the job that you know no longer serves you, and to just trust with your intuition that you are going to find a way to make it work. And when I look back on the last 8 years of my life, that decision, that intuition to follow what I believe is the right path has never led me wrong, from driving Uber full-time to taking my full-time career at Liquid IV for 4 years to then now finally taking the leap and going all in. In the moments, it's always been extremely scary and there's no direct path to where I'm trying to go. But falling through it, I've always put myself in a position to figure it out, to find a way to get to where I want to go. And so 10 days in, I still feel very heavy. I still feel kind of this constant influx of emotions of feeling really positive and then feeling really down and out. Coming off this past weekend, I felt really positive and optimistic because Kate and I got to do our first paid speaking event in Stamford, Connecticut at the A to B Con, which was super exciting. And I learned a lot and I felt like I was meant to be there because there were so many nuggets and wisdoms that I was picking up. And I came back on that flight Sunday evening, like ready to get back to it with a clear mind, letting go of all those self-doubts and criticism and all the emotions that had been in me for the last week. And I had let go of them. But then once I got back into the actual routine and the rhythm, I could feel it again because I was still. And I don't know how long it will take. I don't know. I feel like I'm doing everything correctly, such as not letting it sit within me. It's using a medium like this podcast, to share it out. It's speaking to those that I love the most and not judging myself, trusting that everything is happening for me and not to me. And I'll look back on this podcast 3 months, 6 months, a year from now, and I will laugh because I know that this is happening for a reason. And that's why I wanted to record it, because one of the most important things I think that I've built my brand on and my as a creator over the last almost decade is authenticity. And yes, it's extremely fun and exciting to talk about the productivity hacks, the well-being stuff, structuring your morning, etc. But conversations like this are just as important, maybe even more important, because it's the full, transparent, authentic reality of being a human. And with being a human comes these moments. So the path from here is to continue giving myself the space and time to sit with these emotions, to continue to add more of what fills me up, and to continue to push away things that pull for me, and to just truly trust that with time, I know that everything will shake itself out. I know that I've built a great product. I'm not allowing sales to be the thing to gauge my success or my inner feelings. Because here's the thing, had I gotten 100 sales on that pre-sale, I know I would not be recording this podcast, because I would have felt on top of the world. I would have felt like everything's happening. It's all great and lovely. And it still is, but I know that I'm allowing my own mental well-being be based on the success of my launch. And that's just not a place I want to operate from, because that is putting it in control of something that is so out of my control. And yes, little star is I can do things that will change the outcome of it, but ultimately, I always want to be someone that is focused on process and not results driven. The process of me creating the course is the win. It's the most important thing. from there on out, what happens after that is out of my control. So I'm kind of rambling, I've kind of bounced around, but I wanted to just approach this conversation with full transparency, with no agenda, but to just speak what comes up within me. So I hope this resonates. I hope this pulls back the curtain on kind of the mental state of where I'm at. I'm not looking for pity. I'm not looking for people to do anything to help me. I just want to share the full and honest truth, because that's what's most important to me, is to be transparent, to be honest, and to know that with time, I will work my way out of this, and I will look back on this moment full of gratitude. So wherever you're at in your life, I would challenge you to do the same, to look at everything that is happening. Although it may be feeling really negative and not great, just trust that it's happening for you, because you will look back on these moments, as I know I will look back on this moment, with gratitude for what it taught me. And you have to go through the lows. That's just part of life. And I'm really excited to see what the next couple weeks, couple months, and the rest of the year looks like for me. So there's no path but forward. There's no going back. There's no giving up. The only choice that I have is to keep going and to continue to allow myself to feel the emotions and to not avoid them, to not distract myself from them, and to just accept them for what it is and to continue to flow with the universe. So thank you for tuning in. I love you all. I appreciate you all. I thank you all for the support. I can't wait to just see what the rest of the year looks like. It's the Bearded Man Podcast.